From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Islamic State is claiming responsibility for Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain. VOA's Philip Alexio has the update.
A van sped along a crowded sidewalk, killing at least 12 people and injuring 80. Police have two people in custody, but have given no details, including whether either suspect was the driver. Also, a car ran down two policemen at a Barcelona checkpoint, but it's unclear if there's any connection to the earlier attack. A senior police official in Spain's Catalonia region says the van attack in Barcelona is connected to an explosion the night before in a town south of the city in which one person died and injured several more. Information about the incident continues to develop. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The U.S. and Japanese defense chiefs and top diplomats were meeting in Washington to discuss North Korea. Secretary of Defense James Mattis said that together the U.S. and Japan will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat.
We call on North Korea to choose a better path than one of provocation and threats. Such a path is not in its own best interest, nor in the best interest of any other nation.
Japan is a key U.S. ally and potential target of North Korean aggression. The top U.S. general says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan Ground Commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. General Joe Dunford said U.S. troops fighting in Afghanistan deserved an updated policy as they continue to support Afghan forces and battle Islamic State militants. This is VOA News.